Hey guys, welcome back to Eat Sleep Archery. It is Tuesday, May 11th, 7:30 in the morning. Sitting here enjoying some Black Rifle coffee. Today's probably going to be a quick one. Everybody's kind of wondering what my story is and where I came from and how I got into hunting and how I got into archery. So today, kind of go over that, maybe go over a couple other things. And that's just what we're going to do. I've been away from the podcast for a while. Had some personal stuff going on in life. Kind of healing up from that. But nonetheless, we're going to keep on keeping on and just keep striving to give you guys all the best information possible. So let's get at it. So I actually grew up in the Pacific Northwest. And how I got to Arizona is a mystery. But I started hunting and shooting archery at a very early age. I remember my mother actually got me through Hunter's Ed. She said that the only way I was going to pass is if she went with me. Which is entirely not true. But she did it. And she helped me out with it. And about 3 or 4 years later after that, she actually passed away. My dad actually kept me in the outdoors just for that reason. And his philosophy is if I stayed at home and dealt with my mom and everything else, that the emotions were going to eat me up. Which he probably wasn't wrong. Everybody deals with that a little differently. And, you know, this last weekend was Mother's Day, and it's always hard. And Christmas is always hard, too. Not looking for sympathy, it's just facts. So, my dad came from a long line of outdoorsmen. Every one of my great uncles, my granddad, my uncles now, today, they're all outdoorsmen. And they taught me a lot. And they were from all different walks of life. My family originated out of Oklahoma. A lot of them did. And that was whitetail and pig country. I've got other family in California. I got family in Pacific Northwest. When I was young, I had an uncle, and he was up in Alaska. And he's killed a record brown bear. He's killed a record grizzly, moose, the whole gamut. So I had all these people from all over pretty much the United States giving me information about a lot of different things. Now, growing up, I remember going into the hospitals or wherever my mother was and watching the Hunting Channel. Growing up watching guys like Jim Shockey, Brian Kwaka, Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Keith Warren, all those guys. And just thinking to myself, wow, that's awesome. You know, it was like a dream thing. Well, as I got older, as I got out of high school, and I think every 18-year-old kid, high school kid, for some reason or another, has his head up his ass. I wanted to make it all reality, and I wanted to make it work for me, and I wanted to make it a living. Keep in mind, I wasn't doing archery at that time. I shot archery from 14 years old to 16 years old. And at the time, it was very expensive. Growing up, I didn't think I was going to be in the position I am in today to be sponsored by a shop for archery. But nonetheless, that's not always the answer either. You need to strive for what you want. After I turned 18, I moved out of state. I wanted nothing to do with Washington. You know, in my opinion, everybody up there was into spotlighting and poaching deer and whatever. You always heard about somebody doing it. Whether it was true or not, it happened. And I wasn't into that. So I moved. I packed up my stuff. I moved to North Dakota. And I kind of quit hunting for a couple years. Got into fishing really, really hard. And I fished too. I mean, that's just a given. But I moved back home. I remember that summer I moved home. Fall was coming up. And I went and got an elk tag. And I actually got an elk that year. That was the first elk I killed in quite a few years after that. And a couple years went on and wound up moving to Arizona. And been in Arizona for 4 or 5 years now. It's awesome. It's great. Licenses are affordable. You know, you can hunt a couple times a year for deer, javelina, draw for pronghorn elk, that type of thing. And I always admired that. I spent some time in Wyoming, same thing. So, at the end of the day, all these things that I knew from my family, all I want to do is pass it along. And try to teach either the younger generation or the new guys getting into it. What I have noticed, and it's not wrong, but what I've noticed is, with the ammo shortage going on in the United States, and the new president that we have, guys are getting into archery because all they want to do is shoot. They want to be in the backyard with their kids, they want to be out of the house, blah, blah, blah. Well, that translates into more hunting licenses. An influx of people being in the woods. Well, in our case, here in the great state of Arizona, everybody's moving to California over here. It's not all bad. In my opinion, it's actually a good thing. It brings revenue to the state. But nonetheless, I mean, there's opinions about that floating around. And there always will be. But everybody asks me where I came from and how do I know what I know and this and that. Because I traveled, because I did it, because I wanted to. I remember I would save up for 6 months when I was still in school. And my dad would always take me a week before hunting season opened to buy tags and buy ammo, snacks, and everything else. And I would pitch in for fuel. And it was always a great feeling that, you know, I could take a party of guys out, family or whatever, and have the money to do it. And I never wanted to be a guide that has nothing to do with it. But it was just all about helping people. So, super into it. Just wanted to give you guys that short little story. I should start doing story time on the old podcast. Another thing that's going on. The 21-22 hunting regs are out. They are on the website. For Arizona Fish and Game. There's been a couple changes. They did cancel the December hunt for archery deer. Locally, I haven't really dug into it yet. I know that the draw is open as well. Matter of fact, this morning I am going down to my local Kingman office and gonna renew my hunting license so I can get on the draw. So that is in the works. It's in the plans. And hopefully we are going to upgrade the podcast equipment so it's going to be a little bit more professional on my end. Another thing that's kind of in the works right now is gold tip arrows. We're going to do a review on gold tip arrows. I recently sold my PSE Stealth. So I wound up getting a PSE Evo Evil 32, 70 pounds, right hand, 85% let off. I'm going to be doing a review on that bow here pretty quick. Going to be doing a review on gold tip arrows. I'm going to be fletching some more arrows. So we got some stuff planned. I apologize, guys. I had some personal stuff going on. I had to walk away from the podcast for a while. But we are back at it and going to stay on top of things. So I just wanted to thank you guys for all the support. Even though it's a small crew, I understand that. So until next time, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.